How do you move a capital city? It has been done before, quite a lot actually. Argentina and Brazil, Kazakhstan, Nigeria and Myanmar, they're among recent examples. But what about moving Jakarta? Well, not the whole 10.5 million residents, rather the functions of the capital, its politicians and its bureaucrats, not to mention the endless official motorcades and all that security. President Joko Widodo has put the idea forward to try to ease huge pressures on the city, like the city's notorious traffic. The city is also sinking. Parts of Jakarta are subsiding at around 25 centimetres a year. Joko Widodo, who is still to be officially declared the winner of the recent elections, says moving the capital is something the country must come to terms with.
Gagasan untuk pemindahan ibu kota ini sudah lama sekali muncul.
The idea to move the capital city appeared long ago, since Suharto's era. In fact, the idea is always coming up during each and every presidential term, but it's never been decided or discussed in a planned and mature manner. Moving the capital involves great details of planning in choosing a location based on a geopolitical and geostrategic plan, including the readiness of funds and infrastructure. But God willing, I believe if we plan it, we will have accomplished this great idea.
Joko Widodo, and they are the big questions. When, where to, and for how much? Views are mixed on the streets of Jakarta.
If they plan to move the capital because they want Jakarta to be less crowded or that there'll be less traffic jam, there won't be any significant improvement.
Jakarta has an overloaded burden already to accommodate tens of millions of people, but there's only a very limited amount of resources, such as water and land. So it's not a bad idea to move the capital out of Jakarta.
Saya setuju dengan pemindahan.
I agree with the plan. It doesn't mean that everything will change completely, but Java can still be the business centre, while a different island as the capital would be the centre of the government. It's been done in other countries, so why not here?
Well, another Jakarta resident is Kevin Evans. He's lived in Jakarta for many years. He's a former diplomat and now is the Indonesia director at the Australia-Indonesia Centre, which is a research collaboration between Australian and Indonesian universities. We caught up earlier.
Well, I think the first point to raise is this going to happen? The idea of moving the capital has been at least a 60-year discussion that tends to become more intense after a sort of a major flood in Jakarta. Should the capital be moved, I suspect it will reduce some of the stress and strains on Jakarta, but there will be minimal change, I would have thought, by moving a few thousand bureaucrats to someplace outside Jakarta.
Quite a lot of countries have moved their capital cities. It seems to be able to be done fairly successfully. Why not Jakarta?
Well, it depends where you want to move it. The idea of moving the capital to somewhere in the forested regions of Kalimantan seems a very, very ambitious effort to achieve.
And that is one of the suggestions, isn't it?
That is one of the suggestions, but there will be other thoughts that will come up when they consider options, costs and so forth. One of the other options that often occurs, so rather than establishing a Canberra, they might try something more akin to what they did in Malaysia with the movement of the administrative capital outside the densely populated areas of Kuala Lumpur to what you might call a satellite region of Putrajaya, not too far that you can't connect back with the major infrastructure and facilities that Jakarta has on offer. So there are those dynamics which have also scuttled efforts to move the capital to somewhere within 50 or so kilometres of Jakarta itself.
And what about Jakarta itself? I mean, is there any commitment that you've seen in this plan to sorting out those big issues that you've mentioned, the rising sea levels, the inundation, the pollution issue, the fact that the water, wastewater, is very little of it is treated out of Jakarta? Is there any commitment to fixing those things?
Well, particularly on the traffic jam situation, we've actually had major infrastructure investments being undertaken over the last 5 years, and it's probably a great credit to the current president that he pushed forward when he was governor of Jakarta to actually start doing something about setting up a mass transit system, which had been, again, something talked about, started and stopped and started and stopped for several decades. Even Suharto failed to get that one to come to pass.
And so if the capital is shifted, let's imagine this can happen, what does that mean for the sort of, emotional attachment to the idea of Jakarta as the capital of Indonesia?
With time, it will transform, but it depends where the capital is moved. If it is literally moved to the geographic centre of Indonesia or somewhere close to the geographic centre of Indonesia, with time, I guess, Jakarta will lose some of that appeal, although it's got a long history. And so that's not going to disappear in the lifetime of anybody around at the moment. But if the move is a sort of a Putrajaya kind of outcome where it shifted, 40, 50 kilometres, Jakarta will continue to be seen as part of the megalopolis, which will include the administrative capital, even if the sort of the ministries of state are located away, but will continue to be seen as the centre of gravity for certainly commerce and business and so forth.
Kevin Evans, Indonesia Director at the Australia-Indonesia Centre, thank you very much for your time today.
Thanks so much. Cheerio.